Today's daf is Masecha Brachot, daf Chaf Hey. The theme, really, of Chaf Hey and Chaf Dal of yesterday's daf is the whole theme of the environment in which we are mitpalel, which we say Kriya Shema, and the different tefillot and brachot that we make when we're davening. So a person reads Kriya Shema in front of tzoa, human waste or animal waste. Persons, this is not allowed. Midoraita, that comes out of this Gemara. And you're not even yotze tefillah. And this is true even if there's no smell. There's a different concept called Reach Ra. Reach Ra is a separate idea that you're in a place where there's a stam garbage, there's garbage there. You're not Yotzei Tzfila either. And you have to daven again, Midoraita. If there's a smell coming and you remove the Iker, so let's say you took the garbage out of the room, but the smell still lingers, you're not allowed to read Shema. But in that case, it's already not a Doraita problem anymore. Let's say a person has a cold. So if it's a Reach Sheyesh Iker, if the essence of what the smell is coming from is still there, you're not Yotzei the Tzfila. And this comes from the idea of Ayam Achanecha Kadosh. It's not so much about your personal subjective connection. It's the idea that the tefillah environment should have a specific feel to it, sense to it, kedusha to it, an environment to it, and seriousness to it. There's even a question of bedika. Rishonim say, if you're in a room and you're not sure if there is tzoa there, if there's not tzoa, safek tzoa. So, for example, Rabbeinu Peretz says you can't read tefillah Kriya Shema next to a tinok, because the tinok, the child, the baby, is in a state of maluchlach, is in a state of always being in a state of being smelly, of being dirty. And this is brought, the Magen Avraham actually brings this down the halacha, although the poskim of our generation held that children are constantly being clean, so we have less of an issue of davening near a child. Here's a chiluk between erva, which comes up in yesterday's daf and in today's daf, and soa, or a different kind of reach ra. It says, for example, by tzo, it says, v'chisisat se'asech, it's just cover up the waste. Whereas by erva, it says, lo yira'e b'cha ervat davar. By erva, it's a question of what you see. That's why if you have a glass covering or in another room, that doesn't help. By tzoa, the halacha is, Gemara says in today's daf and amabay, tzoa ba'asha shit mutar. If it's in something or it's covered up, then it's mutar to daven in that place. The Rashba even says, this whole idea is outside that yira'eh, that yira'eh b'cha arvat davar also applies to tzoa if there's no mechitza. So someone is outside and sees tzoa in front of them. You're walking in the street and you see tzoa in front of them, in front of yourself. You can't read Kriya Shema. Midrabanan, you can't read with tzoa even in the room. If it's not in the room, it has to be at least dalet amot away from the room. In front of you, it's what you can see from your eyes. As far as you can see, the Mishnah Brura says it's going according to the person's individual eyesight. So this idea, the Shulchan Aruch says at night, for example, you can't read Kriya Shema by tzoa. And we go by day, which means the Bira Lacha says you go according to the vision. So let's say a person's outside, then the whole idea is what you can see. So Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky held that this Mishnah Brura would actually come out that someone who has weak vision would be able to be more lenient than a person who's blind. Because a blind person in halacha is treated as having medium vision and can end up reading, which would end up meaning that a person who has weak vision actually is able to not able to see right in front of them, then they can be more lenient. So maybe the Mishnah Brura meant that if you have better vision, you can be strict, and lesser vision, you can be lenient. Finally, the last point, which is a discussion about urine, which is a daraita as well, while a person's urinating. After that, there's no prohibition to read. When it's in front of you, that might be a darabanan. But can you get rid of the problem artificially? So spraying a Lysol, for example, if it's going to mask it, but there's the source is still there, then that's a problem. But if the source is not there anymore, then it would be permitted to daven in that place if you can get rid of the smell. All these sources remind us of the importance of having the proper environment in our Beit HaKnesset and our homes for tefillah. The environment that we have for tefillah is going to ultimately impact our kavanah.